Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Alara Canfield Show. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm so excited because my good friend Jessie Ahn, Nichols George, is here with us. And I haven't talked to her or haven't had her on the show since, I think, 2016. It's like, wow, time goes by so fast. And it's like, how did that happen? But it's been an interesting time, as we will talk about in a few minutes with Ahn. And we're going to be talking about the code journey. So what is that? What is the code? How does Ahn work with the code? And for me, it's always like, okay, what kind of information can I get from the codes? You know, like what is really relevant for me right now, right? So if you don't know Jessie Ahn, I'll tell you a little bit about her. She's a coding interpreter, and she's authored 6 books on her own and is a collaborator on the book Embraced by the Divine, The Emerging Woman's Gateway to Power, Passion, and Purpose, as is Lorraine. And her work is founded in the principles of compassion and how to use it to bring joy to all areas of life so that you can live your passion and manifest a life filled with joy and fulfillment. Talking my language. I love that. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, just checking. Neo, where are you? Oh my goodness, he disappeared. Neo? Oh my goodness. Sorry. Don't know where he is. Neo? Neo? My dog disappeared. Oh my goodness. He's here somewhere, not where he's supposed to be. Sorry. So we're going to talk about the code journey, what the code means, what you've been doing for the past couple of years as well, working with the codes, right? And and what that's been like for you, right? So because I'm anxious to hear, because I know so much has changed for you. Like, for example, you're going by Ahn now instead of Jessie, right?
Correct.
So, anyways, thank you for being here. Number one, welcome to the show. And while I go find where he is, because he's like, I don't know where, can you please just tell us a little bit about you? Because it's been a while, so maybe everything's changed, right? So can you tell us a little bit about who you are, what you've been doing, and what is the code journey?
You know, this has been amazing, Tammy. I mean, you're absolutely right, Alara. It has been a lot happening in the last couple of years. When I look at my work, I've been working with people, working in the spiritual arena for at least 35 years now. So it's been quite a while, long time. And through that amount of time, I've worked with many, many different modalities and built on things step by step to open these doors to just kind of bring this wealth of information together to the point of now where I'm working with over 50 different modalities. And I use a lot of different things people might be familiar with, pieces of astrology or pieces of numerology, but none of them are actually used in the traditional way when I start looking at the code information. And so it comes into the aspect of, I think 2 years ago when you had me on your show, I was still in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at that time. And since that time, just like you had some shifts and changes in relocating, I had to follow my codes because my codes were very, very challenging. And when I talk about the codes, they're really kind of a language. They're a language from where I come from in the multiverse, and we'll see how this unfolds to how much I want to disclose, because part of this mystery right now is within the book, mm-hmm. The latest book, and the updates have some interesting pieces in there that talk about this journey with Orly and Jessie and myself as Ahn. And the codes unfolded through this journey around the United States. And it's really kind of a love story in a way. I guess I'm going to have to come out, because for this to make sense, and Lorraine's probably smiling there going, I knew this was going to come out somewhere. But
well, I'm glad it's coming out here, I have to say.
Yeah. I am now actually a walk-in, which is why I'm going by Ahn. Mm-hmm. And the details of that story is in the 2019 book and the updates. But Jessie actually started the journey And she started it when she got ready to do some touring, and it was kind of a leap of faith of having to take a jump and go on the road. It was either go on the road or kind of close herself into a lifestyle that would shut everything down. And at that time, the codes hadn't really unfolded. But right before she got ready to go on the road, shortly before that, probably about 2-3 months prior, she was out doing some prayer work on the creek and in southern Utah, and connected with this cat that seemed to show up out of nowhere, which was Orly, came to be known as Orly. They ended up traveling 1.5 trips around the United States together. And times got tough, and on the road, things started collapsing, and Orly's health collapsed. Orly was about 13 when she rescued her, and during that time, it was a really tough time for Jessie, and she was doing a lot of reflection, a lot of looking back at this piece of their journey and what it was about. It was a very emotional time. And as she's doing this reflection, this understanding started to unfold. And that understanding is the language of understanding all of things, basically, that was brought to her memory from Orly. And Orly didn't want her to forget about the codes, because Orly came to remind her of love. Orly came to remind her of where she came from and where her home base was in the multiverse. And their bond is incredibly, incredibly powerful. There's a picture in the book with the updates that shows the two of them face by face. And it's very tough, because when you're walking, you're stepping in and you still look the same as the soul that was there before. So it's a little challenging, and it takes a bit of processing for people to start to see how these pieces come together and how this can be. So as a walk-in, I actually have access to the brain's memories, but I don't have the actual experiences, but I have them from a more narrative perspective, in a sense. Being on the other side, I was, in one sense, with them, because I was also observing them, knowing there was this possibility that eventually I would have to come in. So in this journey and through the memories, that's when this understanding and remembering of the codes came about to her in that grief period. And during that time, it started unfolding, and we released this information, or Orly released that information to her, really, so that she could get through this life on Earth, so that she could maneuver it, so that she could find where things would flow, and she could start to open up this work and share it. And so in that process, everything crashed completely, which landed her in Sioux Falls. She had to get a regular job. Everything was bottomed out. She had been living on a handful of pumpkin seeds for a week at one point, just trying to make it from place to place. And so she proceeded forward, and she started looking at everything from this code perspective. So she really started looking at life. She started looking at, where do I go? What is happening here? And the thing about the codes is they hold this truth. And it's undeniable, because everybody that has worked with them, I know Lorraine has worked with them a lot. I am out of Denmark has worked with them, with me. They've got the books, and they've had some of these experiences. And they unfold a truth that in your cells, you start to feel it. And it starts to open up for you, and you start to resonate. And what it does is, Jessie had to find a way to share this information in a way that was accessible for people, because it's such a massive piece. When you look at it, when we're dealing with this language of the codes And that's really what I kind of see it as a language. Mm-hmm. I see things in through letters and numbers, and every letter and number tells me entire stories and entire workings of things and interactions of things. And when these different pieces come together, it doesn't always make sense to the rational mind, but it does tell what's actually happening there. So she chose in doing everything to put together this book. And the way the book came about was very interesting, because she kept looking at Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where she was, and it's like, this is not a good match. This is not where I should be. Like, the people were wonderful, and she met a lot of great people there, and there were a lot of very supportive people there for her, but it was not her alignment. So it kept creating these challenges. And in the point of this unfolding, she was living out of her vehicle at one point, surviving minus 30, minus 40 degree temperatures in the winter of Sioux Falls. So it was incredibly tough on that aspect. And she finally got to a point where she's like, okay, where can I go in the United States? And she actually wanted to go up to Canada, because she had a better coding. This human body had a better coding in Canada than the United States. And she was looking at that. And then that fell through because of some health things that came up. And she said, well, where in the United States can I go? And she's always been drawn to the Northeast. Mm-hmm. And she couldn't quite find it at that time how to make it to the Northeast and have it work. So it took her to a detour through Indiana for a few months. And that is where the first year, the 2018 version of the Code Journey, unfolded. She wrote that in 2017. And I don't think she was real happy with us when we were coming to her from the other side. And she realized she was going to write this book. And we said, yeah, you're going to write it. And you're going to write it in a month. Hmm. And she said, yeah, you guys are crazy. Not going to happen. But she did. She pulled it off. We created the openings for her to make that happen. And she did. And so the Code Journey book was born. And the book is a day-by-day guidebook that helps us to maneuver life on Earth. So even without really understanding all these different components, because all the different components to codes are so massive and so many layers to it, and it's so individualized to each person, as you know. She came on the show 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and she was doing some work with helping people understand themselves and getting numbers to work with and all different kinds of things, and it was such a massive piece. And so to bring it into the book became a very feasible, tangible way for people to look at the day, kind of the way you'd look at, say, an astrology column or, mm-hmm. you know, a piece like that, and go, oh, okay, here's my currents for the day, and here's what I need to be focused on. And in doing that, as people work with the book in that way, and they realize, okay, I need to step back and observe today. I need to step back and take it easy today, because people are going to be on this tension space, and I don't want to get wrapped up in that. Mm-hmm. So that's where the book started to evolve. And as you work with these daily guide pieces, then what it does is it brings people into alignment. It naturally brings them in to this aspect of coming into their own flow. Even though they're working through this global perspective, it brings them into their own flow. And of course, each one of us that starts to work within this natural flow starts having an impact on the universe. Mm-hmm. And the more we work with even the global flow of things, then the more we naturally come in to finding our own flow, the more we naturally find our own coded pieces. And we start attracting those. Right. Because we're moving with things. We're moving in alignment with spirit. We're moving in harmony with things. So she unfolded this book. And Indiana was really not where she wanted to be. even though it was coded and it was a blessing because it opened this book up mm-hmm. for her and it gave her a chance to go play around some caves for a while, but she couldn't get the Northeast out. And so she started rerunning the codes and she started saying, you know, Indiana isn't quite running as smoothly as it should be. So she sat down again, she looked at everything and she said, my gosh, you know, here's some pieces that are going on that is making it challenging. And if I'm going to deal with these pieces, I can just as easily deal with them in a place that's more beautiful to me mm-hmm. and enjoyable, in her opinion, which took her to Maine. Uh-huh. And a year ago, a little over a year ago, she found her way out to Maine. And a month after coming into Maine, she was rear-ended in a car accident mm-hmm. where she was socked and hit at about 45 to 50 miles an hour, totaling her vehicle. Again, her means of shelter in transition. And so here it is coming up on December, in the middle of December, the Nor'easters are ready to roll in. The vehicle's totaled. The back end is smashed open. And that was pretty much, I think, the breaking point for Jessie at that point in a lot of ways. And she's like, I can't tolerate it. And I think that's where her heart sank, because that vehicle was where she had all the journeys with Orly. Hmm. And she just felt like her heart had been ripped out in so many pieces. So that kind of came around, and it was a huge process of survival throughout the winter and bouncing from place to place to place, trying to keep shelter, dealing with frostbite, and dealing with a lot of trust. But one thing she never let go of was the codes. And even if it meant risking that she wasn't going to have shelter, she stood by the codes and she stood by integrity. And as we know, sometimes when we get in these hard situations, it's hard to stand by integrity because people want to take advantage of you, or they figure that you have no other option, or that right. you're not strong enough to say no.
Right.
And she was, and she did that. And, so that just kind of kept going. And with every time she stood in that piece of integrity and every time she held her codes, she had doors open and the doors kept opening. And eventually, a couple of months ago, around the autumn equinox, she had news that her sister was ready to pass. And there's a whole long history there that I will not get into in this call because it's too detailed, too long. Mm-hmm. But basically, it got to a point where it was very dangerous for her to stay here in this body with her sister's passing. And that goes back to some other soul pieces along the way. And so we opened a door, and a very wonderful, wonderful person, Maylene Elke, facilitated the process, and I had stepped in and started working cohabitating about 2 months prior to this. So the 2019 book actually was started by Jessie. Most of it was written as a co-collaboration, and she wanted to finish it before she left. She could not finish it before she left, so it was up to me to finish the book for 2019. And we facilitated this process for her to leave. Orly was there, took her Zoom, watched them fly off through the universe, which was an amazing experience
to see. Yeah.
Wow. This space, knowing what's going on from the other side. And so I stepped in fully as of about the, right around the autumn equinox time. So it's a very interesting place to be, this walk-in, coming into this work that's already been in motion. And the codes are just incredibly important. They're transforming our world. And every person that chooses to join in on the code journey is going to be transforming not only their own life, but the world.
So now that you're, you know, here on working with the codes, do you interpret the codes differently than Jesse did?
You know, the language is very similar, but there's also an intuitive piece. And I brought in some extra pieces of some more action steps. I think in some ways I get a little more detailed than she did on some things. Mm-hmm. I certainly try to bring in more understandings in relation to the codes. So when I say that, it's not just here's a concept and hey, we need to be a little more compassionate. Well, let's talk a little bit more about what that is. Mm-hmm. Let's add in a little meat to that to fill it in. And so I think in some ways it is different. There's a little bit of an overlap there because it is the same language. We are sharing certain, you know, pieces from the human perspective. And yet at the same time, we both also have our own knowledge base. So I actually come from a team of Magi that is very, very active with the codes. And the codes are just really a vibrational pattern of how we function, how we operate, how anything functions, operates, and interacts with each other.
Awesome. Thank you. And I was going to ask you, so, you know, with working with these codes, how do we become in divine alignment with the codes? How do we become just in alignment with, you know, our purpose working with the codes? Because I know a lot of people in my community, you know, are still wondering about what is their purpose. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing, or is what I'm doing the right thing? I ask that sometimes. Am I doing the right thing? Is there something else I should be doing? How can working with the codes help with that, or can it?
Well, it definitely can help with a lot of things in our life, because one of the things it does is it helps us understand when we need to take that rest period, when we need to get creative, when it is time to move forward in things, when should we be putting our energy out there, and when should we just be honoring some soul time or retreat time. And when we do this, we naturally unfold or unlock keys for ourselves where understandings come in, where the thoughts start to come in. So when we're working with the natural flow, it's kind of like getting in the boat and enjoying the ride downstream instead of trying to swim upstream in that heavy current of things. When we're not working with it, what we're doing is we're actually throwing up blocks. We're actually throwing up the resistances. So we're actually throwing up walls that keep us from being able to see what that purpose is or to connect with it. And so when we work with the codes, and it seems very simple because it's so integrated in many ways in daily life of, okay, let's pay attention to this today, or let's pay attention to that. And that's one of the things I love about the 2019 book. Mm-hmm. Is that it asks some of those questions to really consider. And so each month has concepts that you're working with. Each full moon and new moon has portal energy that you can work with. Every set of days has angelic influences that you can work with. Every single day has concepts to start to unlock the brain's patterns in a way that it opens up and receives the information from the soul self. Mm-hmm. And it brings it into connection instead of feeling the separation. And when that connection happens, it automatically opens that gateway where we can see the information, we can get it, we can access it into the human consciousness.
And, you know, I found my information. You know, I had sent you a message saying, I can't find it. I don't know why I said that, but anyway, I found it. It was in the email. So I was looking at it just yesterday or something. And I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, when I was looking at some of the stuff that you had given me, and it's like, oh, yeah, that is right. Yeah, that is that is good. So, you know, it's like, you know, especially like the seasons, the months, the days of the week, you know, kind of thing. And as well as looking at different numbers, right? That for each person, you know, which one are you, which ones you're coded to or not. But So can you give us a practical, like for today, you know, today's December 18th, right? So in the 2018 book, you know, for example, what would it say for December 18th? Like, does it have a day by day something?
It does have information day by day. So it's got these different components, which is nice because it's got this flexibility. If somebody wants to run with the monthly concepts, and then it breaks it down to where to keep our actions, where to keep our thoughts, where to keep, you know, our soul nourished, and steps for that. But then it's also got all these other pieces. So, you know, for example, today has a lot of leadership energy about it. Today is a great day for us to be stepping forward. It's a great day for us to take charge. If there's something that we want to be in charge with, if there's something that we really want to put out there in the world, it's a great way to do it. But when we look at leadership energy, it's not just about command. Mm-hmm. It's about working in harmonious flow as a team. And it's about acknowledging and realizing where our assets are and where the other people around us, where their assets are, mm-hmm. and how can we bring that together to create something more. So the leader is not just about taking control of something. They're about getting the different components to work together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's kind of just a general piece in there. December is a really powerful time because it's a really, alone is a month that is about, it's about an attachment in a lot of ways. So December is one of those months that it's easier for us to let go of our attachments in general. Mm-hmm. On a global level, we're ironically, even though it's a season where people are buying a lot of presents and there's a lot of materialism out there, people are not being ruled by materialism as a global force. So that's part of what makes the season what it is, this time of year for so many people, because it does open up the heart center. It does open up some independence for people. Mm-hmm. So we can definitely look at that in a lot of different ways. For some people, that can be a very scary thing. They can be challenged by that. They can feel depressed or scared, or they can go into some of those deeper distorted spaces. Or it can also be very freeing for them. It can also be very awakening for them. It can also open a lot of doors for them in that process of things. But I think what's interesting, when you said you were going to pull out your chart, because I remember one of the things we looked at was we looked at your location.
Yes, yes.
And I said, you are going to do worlds better in this new location than where you were.
Yes, you did say that.
It was not. I'm like, this is totally coded for you. This is a great country for you to move to, and you took that move. And you know, I've watched some of the shifts and the changes and how you've rebranded, and mm-hmm. it's come into much, much better alignment and flow and openings for you.
Yeah, I mean, I cannot stress it enough. You know how much better it is here for me. You know, not just. You know, my husband, obviously, right? And now we have a puppy who's like, oh my goodness, we've only had him like 5 weeks, but he brings so much joy, you know, and opened up my heart so much more. And like, I'm much more gentle now because of him. It's like, it's just, I don't know how that's possible, but it is. But yeah, so much, you know, and yeah, I read that too. You know, it's like, oh yeah, she did say that. Yeah, it's been amazing. And so, you know, Lorraine has written in the chat, she said that she refers to the code book and her personal code report from you every day. So she, and she was talking to me about it yesterday. So she uses that information and the information from the codes and the book and you every day to navigate to, you know, not, I wouldn't say figure out, but just to navigate, you know, how to move forward. Right. And so can we do that? Can we use that every day to navigate our personal lives, our business lives, our, you know, where we want to go in the future, our projects and so on?
And I do. I use it every day. Every morning I sit down and open the book before I even start my day And I take a look and say, okay, where are my influences at? And I think one of the key things is this isn't necessarily about prediction mm-hmm. or predicting what's going to happen. I mean, yes, I can go into any point in time and see what it is, but it's really about, it'd be the same thing. If somebody told you, okay, I'm going to put 2 cups of sugar and, a cup of flour and some butter and some milk in and some eggs in, you know, okay, this is going to be something sweeter, right? It's going to be something like cookies or cake or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. But if they come to you and they say, okay, I'm going to use 2 cups of flour and about 2 tablespoons of sugar and some oil and some water, well, now we're talking bread instead of cake and cookies.
Right. Good point.
So it's kind of similar with the codes like that, that I can look in and say, okay, here's my ingredients for the day at this point in time. Mm-hmm. And so here's what we're looking at dealing with. And it's not about, hey, it's going to be an awful day. I like to take a positive approach and say, okay, it might be challenging today. So what do we do with that?
Right.
If I know today is going to be challenging, then I know I need to leave myself extra time. If I know people are going to be irritated, I know to give myself some distance between other people. So it's about not getting caught off guard and then getting caught in these reactions. Mm-hmm. And excuse me. And so oftentimes what happens is without that foresight, we get caught up in feeling like a victim.
Right.
Get caught up in feeling powerless. And I think this is a really key component, because when we look at the code journey, we look at working with the book, for example, on a day-to-day basis, it really makes a difference in that self-worth. It really makes a difference in the confidence and how we approach the day, knowing I can handle this. I know people are going to be in this space, so I know not to take it personally today. I know that I don't have to drop into that space. So it really gives us a little more influence over our own life, what we're going to do with the day.
Mm-hmm. So it's empowering.
It's a very empowering piece. And we're not just the victim of circumstances. Sure, we can have those days that are like, hey, this has got some strange accident energy happening today. Okay, well, if that's the case, give myself extra time. Maybe not, that's not my day to be out running errands that day or doing a lot of driving or taking a trip.
Yeah.
Because of that energy. This is about working with wisdom. And it's practical, easy to implement in everyday life.
Awesome. I love that.
Yes.
I love practical and I love easy, right? And I love being able to use tools every day, you know, because we live every day, right? And every day we don't have to get caught up in the trivial and the mundane and in our reactions, right? If there's a way that we can avoid that and be more in our power, right? Be more centered and be more in alignment with who we are and with spirit, right?
Absolutely. And I think this is one of the big turning points, because when we can stand in that whole self, and I want to say hi to Voss, because I see that she made it in too. So hi, Voss. It's good to have you here. When we're standing in that soul self, we can face anything. Mm-hmm. And it takes us out of that victim space. It takes us out of that space of everything's wrong and everybody's attacking me. And a lot of astrology books, and I think this is one of the things that really sets this book apart, is that it doesn't present this helplessness. You're not helpless to the circumstances. Mm-hmm. You have the ability to do something with it. But the key is this gives you a chance to know what's going on so that you can do something.
Yeah, and that's what I like. It's like,
what the heck?
A lot of times people, you know, they get stuck and it's like, I don't know what to do. I was like, you know, it's like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do. Like, but nothing's working. That's all I know. Nothing's working. That's Caroline's asking, how do they compare to reading the horoscope daily?
Well, I mean, certainly it's a daily tool, just like a horoscope can be a daily tool. Mm-hmm. But the codes are actually taking it a step further. So it goes beyond astrology.
Yeah.
It goes beyond that basic piece because it's opening a door for you to take command of your life. It's opening a door to say, this is my day for dreams and visions. So I need to pay attention today more than yesterday or other days, because this is the day the information is going to come in for me. This is the day that this channel is open. So I know the messages are coming through today. Astrology is based on the planetary alignment mm-hmm. in the sky. So when I say I use pieces of astrology, certainly I'm going to look at certain planetary pieces, but I'm not looking at them from an astrology perspective. I'm looking at them from a code perspective, which is a different piece. So for example, if I'm looking at something related to the planet of Venus, mm-hmm. now most people in traditional astrology, Venus is associated with love, right? Mm-hmm. Associated with love, it's associated with blessings, it's kind of this harvest energy. In codes, Venus is actually about wisdom. Mm. It's about the lessons that have been learned in our life. And it's about laying solid foundations to move forward with. So there's a different perspective. Astrology will say, oh, you're going to have a lover come into your life today.
Right.
Well, this isn't the wild card. And one of the things I get over and over and over again from people is, this is so spot on. Even people that don't believe astrology, even mm-hmm. people that don't get into that,
right?
This is so spot on to what's happening. It's not just, hey, people are angry, here's why they're angry. They're angry because they're feeling insecure right now. They're angry because of this piece or this component that's going on. They're angry and they're rebelling because they've been a victim in some way and they're tired of being that victim. Mm-hmm. So when we see this outlash, one time it might be because it's the victim standing up. Another time it might be a power or command play. Hmm. So that's where the codes, they take it to additional layers, more details in there.
Awesome. And so Sunny is asking, how can we use them in cases where people are dealing with physical disease?
Wow. Great question.
Neil. Here.
This is a really great question. And you know, I'm glad that Lorraine is here in this because I think she's been such a instrumental catalyst in realizing this play. We know that a lot of physical disease comes from not only our choices, but it comes from where we're standing in or out of alignment. And the more we are able to move into alignment, the more we can clear disease from our bodies. Now, Lorraine is really, really amazing in the sense that we've been working together a lot, and I do a lot of work with her one-on-one, and I'm getting ready to open a study group for people to come in and ask questions like she's been asking me questions along the way with this. And what we found is, for example, recently she had some things that the code said, you got to work with trust. You've got to work with integrity. You've got to work with how you're using your power and be very, very conscious of that. Well, as we started to look at these pieces and how they were playing out in her life, we started seeing some of the ties that connect to cancer. These holding on to power plates, these holding on to these self-worth patterns and not feeling worthy patterns. these holding on to these different components. So in working with the codes, we start releasing these distortions of not feeling good enough. We start releasing the distortions of I can't trust anybody, which really comes back to I can't trust myself. And the codes help us learn how to trust ourselves by taking these day-to-day steps, by being in compassion, by being in a space of paying attention, by being in a space of resting and saying, yeah, okay, I'm feeling all this urgency come up, but the codes say I should take it easy today. And this is not the day to be moving forward on things. And oftentimes we will hit those blocks when we're trying to push something forward and it's not in the codes to push it forward. And we'll hit these blocks and I can't tell you how many times I've gone back and read it. And I know Lorraine has from time to time and said, okay, I'm just supposed to rest. And that's it. And when you do that, you let go. And so it's through these processes that then the disease starts to release, because we are making these breakthroughs step by step by step. And we're coming into that self-worth. We're coming into the confidence. We're releasing the trust issues. We're releasing these different pieces. So as we release them, so does the disease from our body. Now, certainly we need to follow that with some of the practical pieces of caring for our health and not putting just refined sugars in our bodies or things like that. Mm-hmm. And realizing what's going on. But I've also come to realize, for example, in the state of Maine, and this hit me recently because a couple of people were having huge iron issues. And one person is somebody that I work with, and she was put into the ER because of the way her iron dropped out. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting that all these people around here have issues with their iron levels? Well, I went and I ran the codes and I took a look and I said, here's Maine, here's iron. Guess what? Maine kills iron.
What?
Wow. It actually energetically kills iron out. We see this same type of thing happen in plants, where plants that are incompatible will literally send toxins through the soil and kill off another plant in a matter of means of survival. Mm-hmm. So codes, this interaction, and it doesn't mean that Maine is bad or that iron is bad or, you know, there's no judgment around it. It's just when the two energies come together, Maine has the dominant energy. So it is the one that depletes and iron then drops off. Mm-hmm. So we see a lot of people with an iron deficiency here.
Wow. That's interesting.
So it gives us a lot of insight into some of these things, and it can give us insight as to, I know I looked at cancer with Lorraine and what that role that cancer was playing in her life was about. Mm-hmm. And as we understood what the role cancer was and what it was connected to for her, she could start to work on those components. And I know recently she got a very, very favorable report back from the doctor in regards to things being in good shape. So that tells me that her working through these processes is making a difference in her physical well-being.
Mm. Awesome. Thank you. And Sunny, thank you so much for that question. And Lorraine, you know, wrote in here that the personal report also showed her where she needed to focus on releasing those victim energies that was related to her health with cancer. So it's kind of like what you were talking about, was, you know, because a lot of times there are certain energies that we hold, you know, which could be contributing to cancer or some other disease that sometimes we're not even aware of, right? Well, I think deep down we all know, but sometimes we don't want to look at it, right? So, and it is about doing the work. I mean, my mother had cancer and she never once did any soul searching or any work on releasing some of her issues. They're still there, you know, so the anger, the resentment, the bitterness, the, you know, frustration and all that stuff is still there. She's, that's not her, you know? So it's like, okay, mom, but you know, You got to look at it. You got to talk about it. You got to let it go. But, you know, what can you do, right? That's her journey. And each of us has a journey, right?
We do. And each of us is in our own personal code vibration. We have the global energies that are going on. Mm-hmm. But then, like the personal year report that Lorraine is talking about is something I've just offered up. And I've actually got a special running on that right now through the end of the month. So anybody who gets a payment off to me before the end of the month will be able to take advantage of it. It's only $270 for that report. It's normally $333. So it's a $63 savings right now. And we can look at this. And usually the personal year, what we're looking at is from your birthday to your birthday. Mm-hmm. But I can also look at it with a Gregorian calendar year, if people want to go with that approach as well. I just did one recently for somebody down in Massachusetts. And we actually did a year and a half at a time because her personal year comes up in May. Mm-hmm. And so we did the first half of the current personal year and then went into the next personal year as well for her. And this is really, really good because she's getting ready to launch a book, and I work with a lot of coaches this way, where they're getting ready to do something. And knowing that personal timing versus just the global timing really gives you your own personalized way of working with it. It's customized in mm-hmm. a sense. So it comes right down to what is happening for you and your world. So let's say the whole world is doing pretty good with being unattached in December, but December might be your disaster month, you know, and we all have these different periods, and every year is a little bit different. So it's not like every December is going to be exactly the same.
Right.
Every year brings in a different code influence, and that's going to interact with a month differently from year to year. So it's constantly shifting and changing. And what that does is it gives us an idea of where we should be personally focusing in our own life. So somebody asked about, is it linked to our personal biorhythm? It's not the same as the personal biorhythm, but and that would be much more in depth. Even because the amount of layers it would take to do specifically emotional, intellectual, and physical. But I do look at some of those components. For example, in the 2019 book, every month I have that kind of emotional, mental, physical component there for people to work with. So it's kind of an aspect of, in a sense, it flows kind of like a biorhythm does. You're going to have peaks and you're going to have times that things are going to, your energy is going to run a little bit lower. And I think that's a key thing, especially like with the personal report. You know, this is my low time. I don't need to fight it and keep forcing myself to do things when I need to honor the rest. And this is my high time. This is my peak time. So this is my time to put myself out there. This is my time to launch this. This is my time to do that. And I live by everything coded. And it's very interesting. I've been renting out in Bethel, Maine now for the last 9 months, I want to say. And I knew, Jesse knew, the codes were lining up in Bethel. Mm-hmm. And we kind of guided her there because there were a couple of different spots that she could have gone to. And for me, as on in Bethel, it's a very strong power spot for me personally to be in. And when she came here, and I was starting to come in just shortly after that, and it was this period of continuously remembering the codes are going to take care of me. The time she came into Maine, we kept reinforcing that with her. The codes will take care of you if you just work with them. They will take care of you. If you're in that alignment, they'll work with you. So she knew being here, she was going to be provided for, and the steps did unfold along the way. And as she came into Bethel, Maine, which is really it was a place where her energy and Orly's energy joined. and it was a place where my energy was also aligned. So it worked for all three of us that had to interact together. And I was renting a place, actually, very ironically, across the street from where I am now. And the codes were not favorable there. When Jessie moved in there, and she cringed moving into this place, but it was a fact of what was good in the codes was really, really good, and what was really rough in the codes was really, really rough in the codes. And the rough parts had to do with her physical body. It had to do with her financial aspects. And it had actually some patterns of death patterns going on there. So while she's in there, her sister passes away. She leaves her body and makes major transformation. She's almost hit several times, coming and going on the road by people coming into her lane. Just almost fell downstairs a couple of times.
So the codes can be that clear?
They can be that clear.
Wow.
So we know these things. And it was only in this last weekend that I moved into the space that I'm in now.
Okay, right.
And I was at a point that I needed to be out because there were four other people coming into the space that I was in. And I'm like, yeah, six women, one bathroom. This isn't going to work for me.
No, absolutely not.
No matter how cost effective it is, it's not going to work. So I loved the person I was renting from, loved, you know, many things there. But I had to take that leap. And I said, Bethel's going to take care of me. Bethel's going to take care of me. My codes are in alignment here. Something will show up. And I was getting down to the wire and getting down the wire. And it was about 2 weeks ago, I came across this space, which opened up at the very last minute. And lo and behold, if it wasn't perfectly coded for me.
That's amazing.
The funny thing is my cell phone works almost no place in town except for this space.
I know you were saying that when we were talking about doing the show here. See, you said, yeah, I have internet here. It's like, okay, awesome.
So it can be that clear. And in the few days that I have been here, I'm watching things just fly open.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In a matter of days, it's just my, the physical body has already taken hold being in that favorable code energy. I took some time out for my birthday. I went down to Vermont to spend some time in a salt cave in a wonderful little space in Rutland, Vermont called the Pyramid Holistic Wellness Center. And just wonderful people down there. Matter of fact, I'm going to be going back in the spring and teaching or doing an event there. So it's really an incredible little spot. And I got down there and I had just planned to take care of this body that had been through so much and just do a little personal care time. All the codes favored that. And it was so interesting that the weather cooperated, even though there were these major storms. I had been redirected down to this little spot. It turned out to be totally coded. From the time I got in there, it was just one blessing unfolded after another. It was one gift that came my way after another that I couldn't even have imagined.
Nice.
And if anybody is around that area, by the way, you can order the book, The Code Journey, from that store as well. They are the one store that has my book in hand in person if you prefer to do business with small business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. It is available on Amazon. I just ordered it from Amazon myself. Mm-hmm. So Rosemary has a question about, does an induced birth change the encodements or the original intent of the person?
I'm just scrolling down to where that comment is. Does an induced birth change the codes? Oftentimes what's happening in the code influences can possibly create an induced birth. A soul may be very set to come in under a certain code alignment for one reason or another. It's even like looking at the passing of things. For example, when Jesse's sister passed, and Jesse was looking at all these coded times of when she had opportunities to leave body safely. Mm-hmm. And very interesting, she knew she had to get out. It was a Wednesday afternoon that she left right before the solstice. It was Friday morning at 1 a.m. when her sister passed. That's how close it was. So the times that we pass can make a difference. The times that we enter in the world, beyond just, hey, this is your birthday, there are so many layers there. So a soul may have certain pieces that they're coming into. There may be a certain code vibration that they're coming into that may help or be something that they're meant to deal with for their purpose or their existence here. So does specifically inducing it, that would be something I'd probably look at with the individual and say, you know, is an induced birth a favorable aspect for you personally?
Mm-hmm. And that's something or is she wondering about, like, if, let's say, okay, well, my kids were both not natural. They were planned C-sections, right? Mm-hmm. So they were not natural births. They were planned C-sections because it's just health mm-hmm. and safety reasons, right? So would their codes have changed because they were not natural and were not born at their, you know, their natural timing because we had to force the date?
Well, and here's where we could run around a lot of debates.
Yeah.
And say, but you wouldn't have done a planned birth had that not been their time to come through. Hmm. Right. Had that not been the alignment that they were meant to come into. Okay. And we don't always like the alignments that we come into, certainly. And that's always something we can look at. Is this a favorable day for you to give birth, for example? And that would be my bigger question would be, is this going to be a favorable day for you? And is this a day? If you're going to have a choice and you can pick that day, that's something good for that kid, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, I know in my birth energy, it was some very challenging influences to deal with.
Yeah.
And that birth energy doesn't go away, even with a legal name change. Yes, a legal name change, for example, does make a difference, and it does influence your codes, and it is something that has to be considered in the code energy. But you can't just alleviate and wipe out that birth energy by changing your name. That birth energy is still going to be there. It's mm-hmm. going to minimize over the years, but it's still going to be there. So we're never, again, the victim. And that's one of the pieces I love about the codes, is we're never just sitting in a victim space. And when we understand, okay, maybe I was born with challenges, maybe these are some natural tendencies. Well, knowing what those natural tendencies are, I can work with that. Mm-hmm. I can be aware. I can pay attention. I can be conscious. I can take the steps I need to balance.
Right. Wow. So at the very beginning, because I was running in here from taking Neo for a walk and everything, I forgot to ask. I mean, you guys have all been asking questions, which has been awesome. Thank you. But if you do have, you know, any more questions, you can also come online, so you can raise your hand, or you can just unmute yourself, or you can type in the chat. I mean, you've been asking questions anyway, which is awesome. So thank you.
Go ahead. And I was just going to give an example, like when my mom passed away, for example, and I looked at the date that she passed and how that worked in relation to her codes. And she passed into immortal love. She passed in under the vibration. So she actually passed to return to connection with my father, or Jesse's father, in there. So we all, these ways that we come and go from the world, it's amazing. Mm-hmm.
So I had a really strange question to ask you, and maybe I've already asked you that before, but So you're a walk-in now on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know that I'm a walk-in because who I am now is not the same person I was when I was born. It's not the same person I was when I was in my teens and 20s, you know. It's a different energy, right? Different vibration, different energy, different everything. So, you know, like if I would have had, you know, my codes ran or read, you know, 5 years ago, and now again, my energy shifted again, my vibration shifted again,
right?
Especially this year, you know, because more stuff has been happening, and I changed my name, right, to Alara, right?
Right.
So, and I changed country. I moved to Austria. I changed my name to Alara, and you know, and now you know, other stuff's happening that you know I kind of talk about and kind of don't. So, how does that affect person's codes? So, because you know, like last time we talked, it was before I moved here, and it was before I changed my name, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, would those would that have changed anything and everything?
So definitely that shift, that taking on a new name does shift our energy. Every time we do move to a new place, it shifts it. I mean, we have our interactions going on with that country. We have our interactions going on with the state or the, you know, the smaller sections of things. We have the interactions of the specific address that we're living in.
Right. It's not always a bad thing, and it's not always a good thing. It depends, right?
Right. Right. And it just depends on that interaction of what's doing things. I know that eventually I'm going to look to permanently settle into Maine around this area and to purchase something because it's much less expensive to purchase than it is to rent here.
Yeah.
So it's I'm going to be looking at that piece, but I'm going to be, for example, looking at the parcel number on the land. I'm going to be looking at the address. I'm going to be, you know, looking at these different components of the zip codes and the cities and the counties and all these things. I already know I have a lot of that coding there in Bethel, mm-hmm. and I know that Bethel's not going to release me unless I want to walk out of Bethel. Okay. You talk about walk-ins, and we definitely have these different aspects of, you know, with walk-ins where you oftentimes really don't have a connection with the experiences that have gone on before.
Mm-hmm.
You may have an understanding or awareness, but there's no actual connection there. There's not a feeling or an emotion
right.
to attach to it because it wasn't your experience to have.
Yeah.
Now, with the way that the world is going these days and with people living a lot longer and people putting an emphasis on sticking around a lot longer in a human vehicle, we're probably going to see more walk-ins.
Hmm.
And this is my opinion. I know Claire Candy Hugh is one that has written about being a walk-in. And I think that it's because the soul, as whole as it is and as complete as it is, needs a rest and needs a break from the third dimensional world. And when we were coming in as humans and the human body was going on, you didn't oftentimes live more than, you know, 60 years old, let's say, or 65. That was a pretty good life for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's really common to see people living well into their 80s, 90s. You know, this is where a lot of world issues can come into play. A lot of political stuff can come into play because the system was designed to support people, say, for 15 years
right.
after retirement and not 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the intensity of being in this third world dimension with the distortions and with the way things are today, we're probably going to see more walk-ins. Mm-hmm. We're going to see that break coming in. We're going to see the fresh perspective in order to continue to hold that light energy in a stronger way. And it's not that the soul can't sustain it because it is whole and it can do it. But what happens is living in the human existence, you've got all of that interaction going on. And on one hand, we have total access to all those tools and those resources as a soul. On another hand, we're working with the density of the third dimension. And that's just a real hardcore fact. And you're working with the human mind, the human ego, and you're working with a lot of people who don't remember their wholeness, and they're not functioning in their wholeness. And that can drain the physical energy in a way that the soul needs a break.
Yeah, totally get that. Totally understand that. And so, yeah, so, you know, it'll be interesting to, you know, when more and more people start talking about it, because I know I have a lot of walk-ins. So I know what happens actually quite frequently, maybe just because I'm in this community, right? So it does happen. And I, you know, as we're continuing to evolve and, you know, raise our vibrations more and more and more, a lot of us are now choosing, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm done. I'm, you know, I'm out of here. Right. But for those of us who are planning to stick around, right, for a while longer, how, you know, what else can you tell us about the personal codes work that you do with people so that we can, you know, have 2019 be like an amazing year?
Yeah, 2019 is going to be a really interesting thing. And I'm getting ready to put a video out on some of the concept, because every month I put a video out for people. It's that posted up on my website. It's on YouTube, so you can always catch it. I also put it out in social media. And there's definitely going to be some stress and some anxiety, what I would call growing pains going on, because it's going to be doing a lot of refining for us. So in some ways, we're still going to have some of those victim patterns going on. But like 2018 was really about the victim standing up, the person who had been silenced, the person who had been quieted. It was really about them standing up. And it really got to a point where it made it very difficult in many ways for us to start to tell who really was the victim. Was the victim the person being shot, or was the victim the shooter? And, you know, these types of things where it, you know, it brought that voice out. Now, what we have coming up in 2019 as a general year, it's kind of that stress and anxiety that goes with growing. So stress can be a good thing. It can be a very exciting thing going on for us. And that's hopefully where the codes are going to come in and help people say, okay, you know, the grains of salt are grinding into a pearl now. You know, we're creating that diamond now. The rough pieces are starting to smooth us out and polish us and prepare us for something else. So within this piece of stress and anxiety and realizing that people are going to be under tension, we're going to have to take a more compassionate approach. We're going to need a little more understanding going on. So with the code journey, and I'll show everybody, I've actually got the 2019 book here so everybody can kind of get a vibe on it. Photography done by moi on this book. The cover was done. It's a nice thick book for people. This is actually, I think it came out to 690 pages.
Wow.
In this book. So we're not talking, you know, a thin little one liner in here.
Yeah.
To work with it. But it is going to help you to say, okay, here's my currents. Here's January, for example. Here's, you know, here's this month. And throughout 2012, we've got this key influence. So the personal code report is going to take, and it's going to show you where is your flow among that. Where can you deal with that stress? Where is your month that you're going to be wound maybe a little too tight, and it might not be the best month to communicate with people. So we it's looking at not just, because for some people, they're going to be on a leadership pattern in their personal year. Some people are going to be on that victim pattern in their personal year. And when we look at that, that personal year report is going to break it down and say, here is where you're flowing. Your month is flowing, dealing with trust issues. Your month is dealing with integrity. Your month is about standing in your power and owning it. So right. If you know that on a month-to-month basis, this is my month to rise up. This is my month to communicate with people. This is my month to put myself out there. Then it's like, okay, I can get the energy together and I can do it.
So we can plan ahead of time. So for example, if March is my month to, you know, to rise and shine and do a major launch, I can start planning now to prepare for that instead of the day before.
Exactly. You can look at it and say, yes, March is my time. So this is the time I want to put something big out. This is going to be the time I can. It does help you to plan things. It does help you to realize, hey, I'm thinking about going to this family function. Is that going to be a good time to do it? Or is it just going to be a bunch of family arguments that month for me? And maybe I should just step back and step out of it. Or stay quiet when I'm there.
Yeah.
and realizing, you know, am I the one with the voice that month and I'm the one that needs to speak up? Or maybe I'm the one that needs to just sit back and watch everybody else and be in that observer position. So it's going to help you plan things. It's going to help you in realizing where your strengths are and where your challenges are. So again, you're not going to get caught off guard in that sense. And you can automatically be aware of that, and you can automatically say, okay, this is going to push my buttons, so I need to pay extra attention to not place myself in situations that's going to aggravate that. If I've already got a sensitive nerve here,
yeah,
don't put myself in a place to aggravate that nerve.
Yeah. Definitely. So I was just going to ask you really quickly, just a few more questions about the personal report, because so the personal report is not just for people who want to launch stuff or, you know, shine or whatever, but it can also be for people who may be going through a health challenge, right? Who may be feeling a little bit stuck and lost, right? Who may be just, who just want to go a little bit bigger, right? Not necessarily going, you know, from nothing to something, but like just expanding more, you know. It's like my words are failing me at the moment, right? Well, so it can be for every type of person or every type of situation.
Every type of person, for anybody who just wants to enhance or deepen. And a lot of people say, you know, this gets me in deep. You want to take another step. If you want to go a deeper layer into your own journey, your own understanding of yourself, because I don't think there's a person that has worked with the book that I've heard of yet that hasn't transformed in this process, whether it's the book or the personal report. And I get people that come back and they're like, there's so much information here for me to work with. And it takes me probably a good 6 hours to put together one of these reports. So it's not a just, hey, boom, I'm going to crank it out and then you're going to have it in a half hour. It really is going to layer it in. And even in our daily lives, you know, even if you're going through, you're working a regular job, you may not be self-employed out there, you may not be trying to start a business, or have any particular goal in mind, you just want to work with your own path. You just want to work with your own processes. And this is going to really help you do that. This is going to help you get in there and ask some of the questions. And I'll flip, for example, in here. And this is a generalized thing, but I do the same thing in the personalized reports, and this is one for January, for example. It comes off of the full moon energy, I believe, in January. And two of the kind of action steps that I have is, I welcome you to practice listening. And another one is, I welcome you to get to know what you fear. So these are big journeys because it's going to ask you, and the personal reports are asking you these things. Take a look at what you fear. Where is that fear coming from? Consider what this piece can do to affect your life. Mm. How can that change you? And you're answering these questions. So again, what it's doing, it's coming back. It's unwinding our brain to remove the programming of society and to get you reconnected with your own wisdom, your own wholeness, and to get you thinking creatively, to get you answering your own questions. Because I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to share with you what is available for you to work with.
Yeah.
Now it's up to you to take hold of that information and to work with these questions mm-hmm. that you get in the personal report. And let that be a journey, because it will be a journey. When you're asking these questions, you're opening doors and your mind starts putting together pieces automatically and goes, oh, I didn't even realize that could be a fear. I didn't even realize that I was doing that. But now that I'm thinking about that piece, I get it. Mm-hmm. I really, really get it. And this is what's going to be helpful when people are getting the personal report, when they're getting the book, and I'm going to work on opening a study group, is they can come in and they can share their experiences with all of this and what's going on and the questions and saying, I've got this going on, but my personal report says this, or the book is saying this. How does that connect? And mm-hmm. that's where the study group's going to come in handy.
Awesome. That's great. So how can people find a way to work with you? Because as you guys have seen, I don't have, like, there's no special offer, you know, so I'm having on as a guest, just to share. So how can they contact you in order to, if they want to do, get a personal report from you?
Definitely. I'm on Facebook a lot, so they can always instant message me there if they want to. My email is Jang, J-A-N-G, so it's the letters for Jesse Ann Nichols George, @compassioncodes.com, and I'll type that in to the message area here. Mm-hmm. for people so they can see it. And that's my email, so they can contact me through my email or instant message me. I think those are the two easiest ways to do it. Mm-hmm. And then we can go from there. We can see what's happening for you, see what's going on. And the book is available on Amazon as paperback. It's also available at Kindle through Amazon. In the Kindle version, and it's available through Smashwords, which is another ebook version. So Smashwords has a variety of ebook versions for PDF files and Kindle and all the different ebook formats.
So I'm going to type in your, it because it didn't come through, J-A-N-G at compassioncodes.
Uh-huh.
.com.
.com, yeah.
There we go. Yeah, awesome.
I don't know why that went private.
Yeah, you sent it to somebody else. It's okay. All right, anybody else have any other questions? There was something else I was going to ask you, and then it slipped my mind.
So the experiences are out there. People are having powerful experiences. I worked with the coding to, and Lorraine wants to add something, would love to have
that's
her.
What it was. I was going to ask Lorraine to say something in a minute.
I worked with Embraced by the Divine. And definitely, you know, for people that do have things that they are trying to put out there into the world, timing is incredible. Somebody just typed in there, Carolyn, she doesn't know her birth time. This is a great thing for people who were adopted, for example, that do not know their birth time. I do not work with birth time. In the personal year reports, I do use the day and month of birth, but I do not have to have the year when I'm working with the personal year reports, because I'm working with the current years. And so this is a great way for people who don't have that birth time that want to delve a little bit deeper into their processes, unlike astrology, that's not required.
Mm-hmm. And how much is the personal report again? Sorry?
It's $270. And that special price is available as long as payment is in by the end of the year. And yes, that's U.S. dollars. And normally it's $333. So it's a $63 savings for anybody who purchases that before the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. So Lorraine, yeah, do you want to unmute yourself? No? Yes? I can unmute you.
Okay. You know, as I'm listening to this, I've had the opportunity to work with the personal report for a couple of years, and being able to have Anne put her spin on it has been very, very expansive to the information that I used to get from Jesse. I wanted to say that in working with the book, which is invaluable, having the personal report, especially as I've been navigating a lot of different things in my life, especially working through a breast cancer diagnosis. Last month in particular, one of the things that Anne had pointed me to was the importance of working with trust in a much, much deeper way, and also working with victim energies. And that unraveled an origination point of when things lined up for me that put in motion a lot of things that are happening to me now from past lifetimes. And it was an incredible month for me. I mean, you know, Anne and I were in constant contact. The things that broke apart, the things that I was able to transcend because I had a specific focus that was really, really clear. And it just blew things open in a way that I had never seen it before. You know how sometimes you have pieces of things and you can see the interconnection? Well, it brought it to a point of awareness that was jaw-dropping for me. And I am so grateful to have had that, those insights to be able to see the intersection of things and to be able to work with it very focused, very deliberately, that was so liberating. And it wasn't super painful. You know, a lot of times when we think of doing a lot of the inner work, I think that where we're at right now is there's a lot of grace. If you've been working on stuff for a long period of time, I've been doing it for over 30 years, we can sometimes just the awareness of something can just clear things very easily. And when you're working with the codes, it can make moving through these experiences with such grace. So I just wanted to add that. I would encourage everybody, I mean, I'm a fan of both of you. If you really resonate with what Anne has said, treat yourself to get this report, because if you work with it in the way that she is encouraging you, it is going to open some doors that perhaps you've been scratching your head and wondering why you're not moving forward in the way that you want. And I would definitely get the book. The two combined are really, really powerful. And I can't wait for her to do the group, because she brings a level of clarity, even with what I'm looking at, where she'll say something and I realize I hadn't quite thought of it in that context. And so this has been really profound for me. I'm very, very grateful.
Mm. Thank you, Lorraine. And, you know, Lorraine and I have been friends since 2013. A while now. And Lorraine's going to we're doing a special call, not next week, but the week after, just to wrap up this year.
No, it's next week.
Is it?
We're doing it on the 27th.
Yeah, that's not next week. That's the week after. No.
What?
Let me check my calendar. Maybe it is next week. It's after Christmas, anyways.
Yeah, I think that's next week.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I'm losing track of time. You're right. That's next week. Oh my God. That's next Thursday. Yeah. Okay. So Lorraine's going to be on our show next Thursday. We're just doing a call.
Gratitude or good riddance.
Yeah. Gratitude or good riddance, you know, for 2018. So I'm looking forward to that. that is so funny. Thank you. Lorraine, you know, has been working with On and Jesse for a long time with the codes, and I've been watching both of their journeys, you know, in the past couple of years, and I'm just so like grateful, because there were some times where I was like so worried. I was like, oh my God, you know, it's like what is going on, you know? So I was so worried for you, both of you, right? But now it's like, you know, you guys stuck with it. You were, you know, like On, you said you were, Jesse was, had integrity with the codes. She trusted the codes. She continued to follow the codes. And what a transformation. I'm just like, wow, thank goodness. I'm so glad. And it's just amazing to hear the, you know, these examples and these stories of how you have worked with the codes and how they have transformed your lives.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Lorraine, thank you so much for sharing that, because, you know, so well articulated. I think it really helps when people hear it from somebody like yourself, in your own words. It helps them to piece those things together. And it has, you know, when I look at the difference from where Jesse was a year ago in her vehicle and struggling to survive, and just continuing to relentlessly work with those codes, to sitting in this space that is pretty much a dream to be in right now, really is an amazing, amazing space, and looking at how much life has changed. And I think Lorraine expressed it well. It breaks you open, mm-hmm. in a really great, loving, compassionate way. And it gives you the strength to face things from the heart without having to be totally bruised and beaten in the process. And I think that that's the key for people when they come back and they say, you are so spot on. And you're right there with it. And just pinpointing those triggers, it's going to break you open. And if you're ready to take that step, if you're ready to be a part of changing the world, which just happens by taking care of your own world, because this book, this journey, the code journey, is going to transform our world. It is doing that, and it's epic, and it's going to be viral. It is in the process of being viral right now. When I walked into Vermont, I never would have dreamed that I would have walked out with 30 books sold. Mm-hmm. And all I did was leave the book for somebody to look over. I said nothing. The codes make it that clear. And it's going to touch lives, and you're going to touch lives by going through your own path. And to have that strength, to have that empowerment, and I to realize that you're just not at the mercy of this world. You've always got a choice, and you've always got something to do and something that you can work with. And this is that powerful piece that can really, really make a huge difference.
I love that. You know, and I love the part, especially where you said that we're not victims, you know, and we are not victims of the world. We can make different choices. You know, we can take actions. We can have our lives be more fulfilling and have more ease as we move forward, right? And part of that has to do with knowing that we are empowered, we are supported, and we are supported by the universe. And obviously, if you follow the guidance of the codes, it is going to make you look within and work on your own transformation and work on you. And that's what it's about, working on you. And when, as you work on you, everything else seems to take care of itself, right?
It really does. And that connection with yourself, I think it's just such a powerful piece of bringing the wholeness of the self into the human consciousness. And now you've got something where you've got every piece of you working together.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm so looking forward to, you know, doing my codes again, because, you know, it's been a while, right? And so it's like, yeah, and I'm totally different and different, you know, focus and different energy and different everything, you know. So I'm looking forward to getting my codes done again, my personal codes. And, you know, now it's like, why does it take so long to get the book? It's like, I, what happened to Amazon Prime? 1 day, 2 days? No, I have to wait till Saturday. It's like, so I'm excited to, you know, take a look at the book. I'm excited to work with you, and I'm excited because this gives me actually like this energy of movement and this energy of like, excitement for 2019, right? Not dread, because, you know, I've heard so many things about 2019, but this gives me hope, and not just hope, but this empowering energy that no matter what happens, I have tools, I have resources, there's a guide to tell me what to do every day.
That's the big piece, I think. And so many people have said that. They said, I have been asking for so long to just have a guide to get through this world. Mm-hmm. And oh, journey is that guide. And I know Lorraine's shaking her head like crazy, so I think she might want to say something.
Well, you know, the only other thing that I would just add with this is that I have really found that this book helps me to align more with my soul. And the other thing that I would say, and this may be coming from my ego, is the fact that a walk-in coming from the Magi came in to finish this book, to me, means that this book is really more important than we realize, the energy that it's bringing on the planet. And quite honestly, I kind of like the idea of having access to a soul that has walked in at different times, because she brings a level of wisdom mm-hmm. and insights that are not full of emotional charges, where she can move into a space that's very charge neutral to be able to give a perspective that I find very, very illuminating. Just the conversations, I'm very blessed to have ongoing conversations, I have access to her, which is really nice. And so she's really helped me to look and see things from a perspective that I hadn't considered. And I absolutely love that, having those kinds of resources, because it not only opens my mind, it opens my heart. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want for myself. And, you know, as we make these shifts to come into greater harmony with our own spirit, with our own resonance and coherence with trust, then everything in life changes. And that's what I want, is to be in that place of unshakable trust, because that's where the core experience of peace is. And when you're operating from that place, then life changes very magically. And that's what I'm looking at for 2019. I know I have incredible keys that nobody else, you know, I said to Anne, is anybody else that you know of capable of doing this level of work with the codes? And she said, not that she's aware of. And I know that wasn't coming from ego. She's not aware of anybody who is accessing this level of information. Maybe some others will be coming in. So I think that this is really something to take advantage of. This is my 64 cents.
I love it. Thank you. So Julie, I just put the link in from Amazon.com in the chat there, if you want to take a look at it. It's that one. Okay. For the book. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Lorraine. And, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, we could probably talk forever. I mean, let's be honest, right? I like to talk. You guys like to talk.
Well, and the codes are endless. I think what's exciting with them is it is always changing and it's always growing, and it allows you to access those deeper layers year after year after year. It's not just like, okay, I've reached this and I'm done. It's going to grow with you. It's going to keep going with you throughout the years. And, you know, that's an exciting piece. It just is a you can go as deep as you want with them. It's limitless. And there isn't anything that can't be explored. Everything can be explored through the codes. I can literally take any topic, any disease, any point in time. I remember just for the fun of it, I thought I would see if I could tell who, I don't want to say predict because it wasn't a prediction, if I could tell by using the codes who would win the Super Bowl, who would win the World Series one year, and I called them both. And called the presidency. I'm not saying I agreed with the choice, but I'm just saying called who it was going to be. And that's how precise they are, because I could tell when a team is playing in a certain place at a certain time, whether they've got the connection on that day and that time. You know,
right. A
person might not make it into one presidency, but they'll make it into another one because that presidency lined up that year and didn't line up before. So these are all the components. And sometimes that's the way it is with codes. It may not be right now. But that doesn't mean that it may not be ever.
Right.
And so no matter what the challenges are we face, the codes offer solutions and ways to work through life.
Hmm. I love that. Thank you. And I love, you know, that you said that there's always a solution, right?
Always.
Always a solution. So we never have to be stuck. We never have to be stuck. We never have to say, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. I can't. You cannot say I can't anymore.
Well, and there's times to be still, because at times stillness allows the energy to come in and gather so that it can help us manifest something.
Yeah.
But then there's times that we need to get unstuck and we need to get moving.
Pushing sometimes even.
That's where those key points come in on a day-to-day basis, on a month-to-month basis that I've incorporated into the 2019 book and allows you to keep everything moving so that you're not remaining stuck. And stillness is not the same as stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, big difference.
Yeah.
Awesome, thank you. And so if you are on Facebook, you can find Jessie on Nichols George quite easily. So you can always find her there and message her if you would like, you know, more information either about the book or the personal report. And if you would like to contact her via email, it's jang@compassioncodes.com to find out more about the personal report. You can, if you really get stuck, you can always just email me and I will redirect you to her. That's fine too. So Julie just said, I just bought it on Kindle. Do I have to have the actual book too?
It should be the same. The information should be the same whether you get it through Kindle or whether you get a paperback. So whatever your preference is, I'm like Laura, I'm a person, I like to hold my book in my hands every day.
Yeah.
But I also know the convenience of having it through a Kindle version, and for some people that is easier for them. So whatever your preference is absolutely fine with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think my husband buys a lot on Kindle, but we've suddenly, you know, in the past 2 months, we've just been buying books upon books. I just bought, you know, I just got one today. It's really tiny. It's so tiny. It's like, oh my goodness, you know. But so, you know, I can never not have enough books, you know, and I have books sitting here where I sit, like there's four of them right now. When, you know, and when I'm in the moment, I read one, sometimes I read the other one, you know, it's like, I need that in my hand. But, you know, yeah, if I'm traveling or whatever, then it'd be more convenient to have it on Kindle, you know? And so like, what would I do when I'm traveling for 3 weeks? Like this year, it was 2 months. I went to Canada and the US. I couldn't carry a book that's 800 pages around with me. So then I would actually get the Kindle as well, right?
And I will put this out there. I mean, I say just go for the 2019 book, because to give you an idea how much it got beefed up, it was, what, Lorraine, about 380 some pages. in the 2018 book, and it's 690 in the 2019 version. But for those that feel like, hey, I'm still not 100% certain about this, you can actually go in. Now, like I said, 2019 book has some pieces that are not in the 2018 book, but you can go on to Smashwords, and the 2018 book is free. So if you want to check it out, see what the format is like, you can do that.
Awesome. Thank you. That's really generous of you.
That's kind of a no-risk option if you want to take a quick glance through it. But yeah, there's definitely a lot more in the 2019 book.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you. That's so nice. Yeah. So generous, you know. All right. So anybody have any other last question before we go? Because, you know, I'm sitting in this chair for, it's been almost 2 hours now, and you know how I am in this chair. Like, butt sore. Exactly. My butt is so sore. It's like, oh my God. All right. So thank you. Thank you so much, Jesse, for being on the show. And I know this was like totally spontaneous. We just did this, like planned this 2 days ago, you know. It's like, let's just come on. And I said, like, let's just do it on Tuesday, you know, because I have another show on Thursday with somebody else. So I was like, just come on Tuesday. And you're like, okay. So, and you know, and again, that is also because the energy of you just moving into this new place, right? You mentioned.
Yeah, and it just happened. Like, you just hit me right after I came into this space, and it just, that's the codes in motion. I mean, it's just,
yeah,
things just happen that quickly. It's really been fun. I mean, even I've joked with Lorraine about, you know, controlling the weather and saying, do I want this day off or do I not want this day off? And it's like, yeah, I think I want this day off. And then, you know, everything like arranged itself so that it didn't really affect me where I was, but it would have affected my commute. So I didn't have to go,
awesome,
go driving anywhere.
And, you know, and that's what I like. You've shared so many examples where it's like the codes have worked for you in your favor to the, like, so clear, you know, that it was like, it's like, wow, that, you know, I could use some clarity. I don't know about you guys. I could definitely use some clarity in some areas. So I was like, And I was just talking to my daughter right before, like a little while before, and I was asking her a question. And she goes, Mom, I don't know. And it's like, well, come on. And she goes, Mom, I don't know. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to ask on. My daughter was not helpful. So I was like, I'm going to ask on. You know, maybe she can help me. So, yeah, Vanessa says, I can use some clarity too. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know you can. All right. Well, so thank you, thank you, thank you. Like I said, we could talk forever. But I really have to get up.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for your questions and your comments and your feedback. Thank you, Lorraine, for sharing your story, sharing your experience with On and with the codes. You know, it's like, yeah, that helped to really show us, you know, what else is possible, right? And, you know, how we also can use the codes. Michael's going to go to sleep. See you later. My wife is already asleep. I will check the 2018 book and see for the 2019 version. Awesome. All right, everyone. So until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, abundance, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye for now.